Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we'll be learning the halachas that relate to carrying on Shabbos. In the previous topic, we learned a little bit about the four domains of Shabbos. We need those in order to be able to understand today's learning, to understand what the definition of those domains are. But assuming that we have a sense of what the private public domain is, the semi-public domain, and the Mekom Patura, this neutral domain are, now we can move into this siman, which is the 82nd chapter, siman Pei Beis in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're going to be looking at five basic concepts today. Number one is carrying in public. Number two is carrying from domain to domain. Then number three is open yards. Number four is entranceways and porches, and some common applications. Let's jump straight in. So in terms of carrying in public, there is a prohibition for a person to carry in a public domain. So a few basic questions. Number one is, where may one not carry? So both in a Rishus HaRabim, which is a public domain, a public thoroughfare, and a semi-public domain, which is a Karmelis, which you described is generally understood to be a place that is less frequented than 600,000 people on traffic per day. That is the Karmelis. Both those locations, a person may not carry carry in that domain. How much distance may one not carry? So it's very precise. I may not carry for more than 4 amos or 7, which is 7 feet, roughly 7 feet. One may not carry any item of value for that amount of space. Can I just carry 2 amos? That means, let's say, 3.5 feet, and then put it down, and then pick it up again and carry another 3.5 feet, and so on. And this way, I've never transgressed the official capacity. So that is not allowed. That is prohibited. However, doing it once within the space of those 7 feet or those 4 amos is allowed. We move on to our second concept, and that is carrying from domain to domain. This is not about now necessarily carrying these 4 amos, these 7 feet. It could even mean carrying it really just an inch, but as long as you cross the boundary between one domain to another, it is a problem. So which domains may one move things from and to? So I may move things from a Mekom Patura, a neutral domain, to the Rishus HaRabim, to the public domain, and vice versa. Which domains may I not move things from and to? That's a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or Karmelis, so a private domain to the public or semi-public domain, or vice versa, and the Rishus HaRabim to a Karmelis, and a public domain to a semi-private public domain, or vice versa. What does that mean to us? So practically speaking, in a city, if there is no Eruv, which we'll discuss in the coming chapters, the coming Simonim, a person should not move any item from one domain to another. What constitutes carrying from Rishus to Rishus, from domain to domain? So it needs two basic steps to be a problem. Number one is Akira, picking it up, or starting to move with it on one or in one's pocket. And Hanacha, placing it down or stopping to move, thereby creating a cessation, arresting place of this. Can I do one without the other? So it is prohibited to do an Akira, uplifting it, without, even if one's not going to be doing the Hanacha. It is also prohibited to do the Hanacha without the Akira. Where this sometimes comes up is, let's say there's a bris in town, one's having a bris for one's child, and there's no Eruv. So what one would do is one would ask a non-Jew to bring the child to the shul for the bris in order to facilitate this. In such a case, one may not give the child, the infant, to the non-Jew to carry, nor may one receive the infant from the non-Jew to carry from the other side, because either way one would be doing the beginning of that, one would be joining into the melacha of carrying to bring them to their place that they need to be, or to receive them from the place that they need to be. We move into our next concept now, and that is open yards. It's important to understand that for it to be a Rishus HaYachid, for it to be a private domain, it needs to be walled in on 4 sides. So what happens if I have a yard and I have 3 walls? So there's 3 walls to my yard, but on the 3rd side it's open to the public. Is that considered private? So it would depend. If one has, let's say, like the beginning of a fence on one side, so that it wraps around on the 4th side, and there's a little bit of a tab or like a wall which is at least 36 inches high, 10 tefachim high, and 4 tefach wide, which is about 14 inches. Or let's say it has 2 very small tabs on each side, which is each a handbreadth wide, like 3.6 inches on either side. If that's the case, so it has this 4 tefach tab or 1 tefach tab on either side, then if the gap between the two of them is less than 10 amos, less than 17 feet, that would be considered deemed a gateway and is fine. It's like my yard with a big gate. However, if the gap is more than 10 amos, then it's considered open and broken, and therefore the domain is not considered completely circumscribed, and one may not carry in it, is not considered a private domain. If there's not a 4 tefach board on the one side or 1 tefach on either side, even a smaller gap than 10 amos is a problem because it's not considered circumscribed. In such a way, it's considered porous, it's considered open, it's breached, and it's not considered a place you can carry in as well. So what happens if there were 2 breaches in the wall on the same side? So let's say I have 2 breaches. In that case, it's not these rules do not apply. You would need to have something which has that the oimed is meruba ala poritz, that there's more 51% of that side is covered by wall. It's not enough to have. You can't say you have multiple gateways in one side as well. So you actually need physical barriers which cover more than 51% of that side. It was totally open on one side. So this side is not qualified to be considered a gateway opening. So then how can I allow carrying in such a yard if I'm not able to make a fence? So one can make what's called a tsuras ha-pesach. So this side is a very wide open area. It's more than 10 amos, more than 17 feet open. Or it's less than 17 feet, but there's not enough of a tab on either side sticking into to that breach. So what I do, I need to make a tsuras ha-pesach, which is a door frame. So what is a door frame? So I would need to have a pole on one side, a pole on the other side, and a lintel above them to frame it so it's clear that this is not just a breach. This is, in fact, a door. That can be achieved by even a string which goes from the top of one doorpost to the other doorpost. You're now framing it and designating this opening as a frame of a door rather than it being just a breach. How does the lintel pole or how does this lintel pole or string need to be? So it needs to be positioned that it is directly on top of the pole itself. It has to be, because otherwise it's not a lintel, right? So it can't be nailed into the side. This becomes very complicated with a lot of the eruvin we'll discuss, where sometimes the strings are going to be on the side of the pole. That's not sufficient. You'll need to add a pole underneath them. How big must each pole be? It must be at least 10 tvachim, which is 36 inches high. Can I simply nail a nail into each pole and wrap the string around it? The answer is yes, because then the string is actually meeting on the top, the lintel is meeting on the top of the doorpost. And how far can each side pole be from the end of the wall? It has to be within 3 tvachim, which is lavud, a period which is considered connected, which is around 10 inches. So each pole needs to be actually near the side of the opening, so it is circumscribing that opening. If it's too far in, then it doesn't look like it is actually circumscribing that opening as well. I mean, certain circumstances, in difficult circumstances, this particular detail has a level of flexibility which requires asking a question. We now move into our next topic, and that is an entranceway and porch. So let's say my house, my apartment, opens up directly onto the street, onto the public thoroughfare. So my door opens inwards, and when it closes, there's an area that's under the lintel, but it's not actually, so it's if you look directly up, I'm outside the door. There's the door frame is above you, but it's not the public domain. What is the status of that space? So we view it as a space which is in doubt as to whether it is public or is it private, and therefore one would not be able to take something from the house into that space, nor something from the public domain into that space either. So for all intents and purposes, one can only carry up to the door, but not outside of the door in that particular instance. Where this becomes interesting is, let's say a non-Jew brings a key because one couldn't get into the door. One cannot take the key from them and put it into the door because one is taking it from the door space and putting it into the doors, actually. And therefore, that is a transition of domain. And similarly, if he puts it into the door and unlocks it, he should push the door open because otherwise one's moving that key directly into one's personal property. What happens if there's an overhang which is above my door, sort of a rain overhang, and it has 2 poles supporting that overhang in front of my house? What is the status underneath that overhang? So it's considered part of the public domain, and one cannot carry from the house to it or vice versa. But wait a second, doesn't have those 2 poles? No, those 2 poles create the frame of a door frame. So the answer is that is true looking forward into it, but on the sides there's no door frame because all you have is 2 poles, and it goes direct and facing them is flush, the wall. So what I would have to do is I would have to put a pole next to the wall to frame the side door frames for to have 3 door frames, one on each side and one in the front. Then that would be considered a Rishos Sayachid and would be able to move and carry in that area. move to the fifth and last concept today, and that is common applications. So can I give a non-Jew food knowing he'll take it out to eat it in the street? So the answer is one may not give it to the non-Jew because that is the akira, that's giving them. And if they continue, they're finishing up the malacha for you by taking it into the public domain. But when they put it on the table and have them eat, and if they decide they want to go out, that's not a problem at all because they did the akira, picking it up, and the hanacha of stopping and putting it down, or just stopping when they're eating in the public domain. This is obviously in a case where one is not there, there is the possibility of them eating in one's home. If that is not a possibility, then it's essentially like one's telling them to go out, and that is prohibited. Can a mother carry a child in the street? The answer is no. Even if the child can walk themselves, one is not allowed to carry one's children. Can a person walk with a child holding their hand? The answer is yes, as long as they are not dragging the child. That means to say that every time the child takes a step, they're balancing on their own weight. Can I fill up a bottle of water from a stream in my backyard? So that is a problem because the water has been coming through multiple other backyards and the public domain. So that water has traveled from another place, and that would be considered a problem. That water is now started in a public domain, is ending up in a private domain. Obviously, if one has a lake in one's property, one would be able to pick up from that because it's totally circumscribed in one's own property. Can I spit or urinate on Shabbos along the road? So one may do so in circumstances, obviously, when there's no alternatives, there's no restrooms, but one has to be careful that one does not urinate or spit from one domain to another. That is considered from Rishus to Rishus, and that's a problem as well. Similarly, if one has spit in one's mouth, one cannot walk in an area where there's no Eruv for more than four Amos, because that's considered carrying it. It's considered detached from one's mouth as one walks in that case. And finally, can I pour water out in a small yard, knowing it'll flow out of that yard? So that's not a problem, because when one's pouring it down, first of all, one hopes that it's going to get absorbed in the ground in the yard, and second of all, one has no interest in it going out, and therefore that's not considered meleches machshavas, creative intent, in this particular instance. Obviously, this needs to be understood in each context differently. This concludes our halachas about carrying in on Shabbos, and we're going to discuss a few more other applications going forward. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.